Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawa. Today is Saturday, February 17, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Focus on the Life Hereafter. Our text taken from the book of Revelations, chapter 21, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Pastor Chris says, in Revelation 21, the Apostle John tells us about a new heaven and a new earth. He gives us a description of the holy city, the New Jerusalem. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Verses 18 and 19 further describes the beauty of the city. Imagine a city of pure glass gold, and the building of the wall of it was as jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The 23rd and 25th verses take it even further. And the city had no need for the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the lamp is the light thereof. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day. For there shall be no night there. What a place to look forward to. Your focus shouldn't be on this current world that'll be destroyed. Rather, let your passion be all about Christ and the spread of his righteousness around the world as we await his glorious return. Remember his words, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? This world, which will surely be destroyed and replaced with another, isn't worth the loss of your soul. So, live your life for the Lord. Please take this confession with me. My affection is set on the Lord and his eternal kingdom. And I love the Lord with all my heart. The things of the Spirit are of greater importance to me than anything in this world. I'm propelled by my love for the Master to preach the gospel in season and out of season. In the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, and 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 to 14. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, Remember his words, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.